Okay, it looks like we turn to Daf Tes Amud Aleph, and then we'll come back and return to Daf Beis. But I found something very, very interesting here on Daf Tes that I think will shed a light on a lot of concepts and the Derech HaLimud, which I'm so interested in. The Gemara here on Daf Tes Amud Aleph wants to know the following. We say that Pesach B'Shar Yemos HaShana, if he was makrivit Shalo Lishma, not for the sake of a Korban Pesach, then it becomes Shlomim. And the Gemara is not convinced about that. The Gemara is fighting that. Maybe, for example, if he has in mind Pesach B'Shar Yemos HaShana, that it should be Chatos. It should be Osham. Maybe it should be Chatos or Osham. And the Gemara says, no, Pesach is Kodshim Kalim, and therefore it cannot become Kodshim Kodshim. The Gemara thinks maybe within the constellation of Kodshim Kalim, maybe it should be Maser. So let's say, for example, he shechts the Korban Pesach Shalom Bizmano L'Shem Maser, maybe it would become Maser Behema, and it won't become Shlomim. And the Gemara says that Shlomim require Nisachim, whereas Maaseh Behemah doesn't require Nisachim. So the Gemara says the special pasuk in the parish of Maaseh that says, Amiut Hasiri Yekodesh V'Ein Acher Maaseh. Only the tenth could become Maaseh, and not anything else. So therefore, a Pesach Shalom B'Zmano cannot become Maaseh. So then the Gemara says the following. This is what I want you to see inside. The Gemara says, V'ema, and this is towards the top of Daf Tes Amud Aleph, I would say it's about 15 lines down from the top, V'ema, Shachtei L'Shem Tmura. You'll see a Tosus, Dima Maskel U'Shlomim. Do you see such a Tosus? Don't all answer at once?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you see the Tosus, Dima Maskel U'Shlomim, and you go straight across, it says, V'ema, Shachtei L'Shem Tmura. And the Gemara thinks at this point that if you shecht the Korban Pesach Shalom Bizmano L'Shem Tmura, maybe perhaps Lehevi Tmura. In other words, instead of being Shlomim, it should be Tmura. Now this is a problem in and of itself, exactly what the Gemara means by Tmura. Tmura usually means when I have a Korban in front of me, and I say that this Korban, which is, and this Chulin, this famous Chulin, should become a Tmura for the Korban. But here, he has in front of him a Behemas Kodesh, which is a Korban Pesach, and Shar Yemos HaShana. What is he saying over here? He doesn't seem to have another animal in front of him, and he's saying that it should be a Tmura. He's saying about this lamb, let's say, that it should be a Tmura. What does it mean? So the Mefarshim here, I have a quote here in a footnote that he says that Tmura here means Tmuras Maser. That what he said was, and looking at this Pesach, Shalom Bizmano, and he says, Harezu Tmuras Maser. And it should be a Tmura for a Maser. So the Gemara asks the following question, and what's the difference between Tmura and Pesach? Between Tmura and Shlomim? Meinaf Gemina. In other words, whether you call it Shlomim or you call it Tmuras Maser, then Lechora comes down to the same thing. Again, you have to understand why Nesachim wouldn't be an Afkamina, but that's a question unto itself. So the Gemara says, L'may Hilchus L'Milka Ale. Those are the key words for that discussion right now. L'Milka Ale. Which means that when the Torah says in Vayikruch of Zion, Lo yachlifenu v'lo yamiro, so that's the law of Tmura, the Torah is saying that you get Malkus for violating that law. So if he would have had a Shalom Lishma in Pesach to make it into Shlomim, then he hasn't violated the law of Tmura. But if he has in mind to make it into Tmura, then he violates the law of Tmura, and then he would get Malkus for the law of Tmura. Now, this is very interesting, because to say that you get Malkus for Tmura seems to defy one of the basic rules in Malkus. If you ever learn Masechta Malkus, one of the requirements for a law in order to generate Malkus would be what?
Maisa,
correct? You have to have a law sheish bo Maisa. And here, the lav is a lav shein bo maisa. All he's doing is he's saying that this should be a tmura. This should be a replacement. Why is tmura a lav that generates malchus? So to see some of the sources on that, I want you to go take a look. You have the Sefer Nefesh Tova, and we're now on page, what page should we decide? Kuf Yud
Gimel.
Kuf Yud Gimel. I have it on page Kuf Tes. It's the same thing.
What Sefer is it?
And it's Simon Tzadi Zayin on page Kuf Yud Gimel. And he says, Yesh Lachkar, he has the following Hakira. You have Yesh Lachkar?
Yeah.
Okay, Belav de Tmura, Alma hu loke. Why does he get Malchus? He says, Im al maisa tmura. Is it for the fact that he says Harezu tmura? That's called the maisa tmura. Again, it's not technically a maisa, but we'll see why it's a maisa. But right now, we'll call it just the amira. You know, the amira itself, the declaration Harezu tmura. Oh. Or alternatively, he gets Malchus al Mashe Nase Chalos Karban Tmura, because he was responsible for the Chalos Tmura. Because again, in the case of Tmura, what happens is the original Karban remains intact, nothing changes. But by making this Chulin, this famous Chulin to Tmura, it becomes endowed with the same identical Kedusha as the other Karban. So he's got two animals in front of him, correct? And what he does is he clones the kedusha of this animal onto the chulin of this animal, and it becomes magically kedusha with the same identical kedusha as the original animal. So now he's responsible for the chalos karban that's chal in this behemoth chulin, which is no longer behemoth chulin. That's history. And the reason why he violated the lav is because of creating that chalos. And the nafkamina is going to be what happens if he could create a chalos tmura without the maisa tmura. If we hold that he's chayev for the maisa tmura, then unless he has a maisa tmura, he's not going to be chayev. But if alternately he's chayev for what? For the chalos tmura, if he could create a chalos tmura without a maisa tmura, we'll have to see what that case is, then he'd be chayev. And he says the following. L'chora, he says, from our sugya, we're going to derive the conclusion that he's chayev for the chalos tmura. Why is that so? Because what happens? He says there's a case called shachtei l'shem tmura. What happens? He's got a karban pesach in front of him, the shayimos hashon, and he shechts it l'shem tmura. So he didn't have two animals in front of him in which he says, Hare zu tmura zu. The maisa tmura is not there. He's just involved in shechting a karma, which really is a karban pesach, which again, b'shal yimos hashon has a bit of shlomim, but without getting into that whole discussion yet, we'll leave that for the second part of our discussion today. He was makriv the karban, and the tmura is chal because he said arezu tmura.
Tmura from what?
He said it would be a tmura from maase. Okay. So he says hine lechora mavur besugyan. Our sugya says he gets malchus al etzem chalosa tmura. Daka omar shim shachte l'shem tmura yilke mishum tmura, meaning that the shechita is going to generate a shame tmura, and the Gemara says for that he should get malchus. After lo hemir behema be behema. Notice the maisa tmura classically is when you have two animals in front of you. Here he only has one animal in front of you, in front of him. Are you with me at that?
The tmura.
He has one animal in front of him, which is going to become tmura. Now there'll be a chalos tmura without a maisa tmura, and the Gemara establishes that he gets what? He gets malchus. So obviously the chi of malchus is for the chalos tmura. Muchach, what we see from this Gemara, from our sugya, is that etzem asha osa hakarban sheyesh bo chalos tmura, he averis halav umechayev es malchus. So far, so good. Again, just to reiterate very quickly, there's the Maisa Tmura, when you have two animals in front of you and you say, I am swapping this Kedusha for this Kedusha. And that's a Maisa Tmura. As a result, there's a Chalos Tmura. And if you ask me, would he be Chayev for a Chalos Tmura without a Maisa Tmura? Meaning, what's the Machayev? It's the Maisa Tmura, the Chalos Tmura. It's a classical Brisker Chakira. That's why I love this sugya, because it fits into the pattern of a Derech HaLimud. And in a case where he does, he generates a Chalos Tmura without a Maisa Tmura, for example, he shechts a Korban Pesach, and it becomes magically Tmura without two animals in front of him. He has only one animal in front of him. And yet our sugya says that he gets Malkus. Apparently the Machayev is the Chalos Tmura. So what we want to study now is this piece that goes on for two pages, and see what are the implications of saying that you're Chayev for a Chalos Tmura without a Maisa Tmura.
Chalos Tmura meaning the laws of
the effect, the impact. You know, we always wonder whether or not the Iker is the Maisa, the action, or it's the result of the action. And the Nafkamina is going to be, what happens if I can achieve that result and circumvent the Maisa? So I didn't have a Maisa, I have just the Chalos, would I be Chayev?
Just by saying a Harei Zot Tmura, that makes it into a...
So again, the Maisa Tmura classically is when you have two animals in front of you, and then you make a declaration that this should be Tmura for that.
Right, but in this case...
In this case, he did a Shechitas Kodshim, and because he said that instead of being a Pesach, it's Tmura, he created a Chalos Tmura on the animal, without a Maisa Tmura. And yet the Gemara says you get what?
Malkus.
I'll give you an example. In Makkah, for example, you know, there's a mitzvah to put up a fence on a roof, right? So what is the mitzvah? Is the mass of setting up the fence, or is it the result when the fence is there? So normally, shlichus means I send a Jew. What happens? I send a guy to put up the makkah. Do you remember we discussed this in our Briska Derech HaLimudship? If you're going to say the mitzvah is the Maaseh mitzvah, well, he didn't do the Maaseh mitzvah, the guy did the Maaseh mitzvah. But if you'll say that the mitzvah is to impact on the house and make sure it has what? It has a makkah around it, then if he hired a guy to do that, that would be a mitzvah. So in general, in mitzvahs and in Losa says, we always differentiate between the action and the effect of the action. Now he has a Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Tmura. The Rambam says the following. Echad min ha-shutfim sheheimer o mi sheheimer bekarbon mi karbonos ha-tzibur hoel v'yesh lo bohem shutfis ha-rei zel loke v'ein ha-tmura kodesh. Now let's understand. The halacha is that a korban hashutfim, and for that matter, a korban hatzibur, cannot be subject to tmura. What does it mean? That if you and I are partners in an animal that's kodesh, then if I go ahead and I say about a beimas chulin harezu tmuras zu, then the kedusha does not transfer over to this animal. Because the Torah excludes shutfim, and how much more so korban tzibur, from the ability of a hu utmuraso kodesh, that the tmura animal became kodesh. And yet the Rambam says that in this case, you get malchus. Hareza loka, the Rambam says. How could it be possible you get malchus in this case when the Rambam says that nothing changed over here? The animal that was chulin remains chulin. The animal that was kodesh remains kodesh. And the Rambam nevertheless says, harei zel loka, even though ain't tmuras o kodesh. We just finished establishing, based on our sugya here in Zvachim, that what generates the chiyuv malchus in the case of tmura? It's what? Everybody. The chalos tmura, which means that I can be chayev in a case where I didn't do the Maisa Tmura, but I engendered a Chalos Tmura. But let's ask the opposite question, the flip side. What happens if I did a Maisa Tmura, but there was no Chalos Tmura? So in the first case, where there was a Chalos Tmura without a Maisa, we said, Yechayev. And that was our sugya. But in the second case, where you did a maisa tmur without a chalos tmur, the conclusion should be that what? You're potter, because you don't have a chalos tmura.
How do you do maisa tmura without a chalos tmura?
What he says is that this animal that's chulin should be a tmura for this animal that's kodesh. That's the maisa tmura. But technically, there's no chalos here. Nothing changed whatsoever because it was behemas shutfin. And if it was shutfin, there's no chalos tmura.
What's the maaser? The maaser is...
Maaser is when you say hare zu tmura zu. Those are the magic words. You have two animals in front of you. Again, now we're going to get to Rabbi Osa. Hold on. Why Amir is considered a maaser?
But when he has the one in front of him, he's also hare zu tmura. So it's also the maaser. Why is that not a maaser? He's using the same, basically the same
again,
words.
In the case of... You're talking about shutfim? You're not talking about Beimah.
No, I'm talking about the first one. He has a Pesach.
Oh, he has a Pesach. Right.
And he only has one animal in front of him, and he's saying the words.
Right, he says the words, but if he doesn't have two animals in front of him, that's not the Maisa Tmura. The Maisa Tmura means what I'm doing is I'm taking the Kedusha from this animal, which is Hegdesh, and I'm transferring to this animal, which is Chul.
Okay.
He can affect a new concept called Tmura and do so without doing the Maisa Tmura of transferring it from one animal to the other. He has only one animal in front of him. That's going to be a Chalos Tmura without a Maisa Tmura. The Gemara establishes that one, you get Malkus for that. And therefore we conclude logically that the Machayev of Malkus is the Chalos Tmura without the Maisa Tmura. But what happens then if you're telling me the definition of Tmura Linyan Malkus is the Chalos Tmura? Then what happens if he does a Maisa Tmura but he doesn't succeed in grafting the Kedusha onto the Behemas Chulin? That's going to be a technicality in the case of Behemas Shutfim and for that matter Karban Tzibur. So the Rambam, to our surprise, says in such a case Echad min HaShutfim Shehemir O Mi Shehemir Karban Mi Karbanas HaTzibur. The Rambam says that since there's shutfis here, there's no tmuras of kodesh. The pasuk says, "Lo yachlifenu v'haya utmuras im yachlifenu v'haya utmuras of kodesh." There's no haya utmuras of kodesh in the case of behemas shutfim. But then the Rambam adds three words, and the Rambam says, "Harei zel lokeh." So if you underline those three words, the Rambam is telling us that yichai for the maisa tmur even without what. Even without a chalos tmura. So again, nothing changed over here in the case of behemas shutfim. The original behemah remains kodesh, and the behemas chulin remains chulin. Nothing has changed, not by one iota. There's no chalos whatsoever here. And yet you're chai for the maisa tmura. Mevuar, he says, the aftin is my karbon tzivukon shutfim tmura. The ain chalos tmura. Achal pichen loke al maisa tmura chazinon. We derive from this Rambam da malchus who al etzem maisa tmura veloke mevur besugyan, and that's against our sugya that establishes that the malchus is because you set up a situation of a chalos karban tmura, even though the absence of a maisa tmura. And here the Rambam is saying that you're chayev without a chalos for the maisa tmura. So before I saw the next paragraph, I thought maybe you could say that the two machayev in Tmura, either the Maisa Tmura or effectuating a Chalos Tmura even without the Maisa Tmura. So you could have a Maisa Tmura without a Chalos Tmura, that's the case of Shutfim. You could have a Chalos Tmura without a Maisa Tmura in the case where he shechts a Korban Pesach and it becomes Tmura. And either one is machayev. But Reb Chaim has a different mahal. Reb Chaim thinks it's either or, it can't be both at the same time. And Reb Chaim has a sugya at the beginning of Tmura. This is the sugya of Reb Yossi Aglili. And don't worry, my friends, we're going to come back to Korban Pesach and Lishma and Shalom Lishma. But I just thought that this sugya is a beautiful sugya. We shouldn't miss up on it. And it's going to give us an approach that will help us understand what's going on in the case of Shalom Lishma and Korban Pesach. Okay. What does Reb Yossi Aglili say? Reb Yossi Aglili says that there are three lavim in the Torah that are exceptions to the rule of lav shein bo maisa ein lokin alav. In other words, we're going to have three cases of a violation of the Torah law without a maisa, and yet you're going to get malchus. That's nishba, neymar, umakale. So again, we're not going to discuss nishba and neymar. So if a person takes a shvua and it turns out to be a shvua in vain or a false shvua, he gets malchus. We have the case of Makalel, where a person curses his friend, whatever it means, and then he gets Malkus. But we're going to focus on the case of Meimar. Meimar, says Rabbi Yossi Aglili, is a case of a lav shein bo maisa, and yet you get Malkus. Why is it a lav shein bo maisa? All we have is what? Dibur, we don't have a maisa, correct? There's no physical action here, it's only dibur. Words are cheap in this context. But in the case of Meimar, words are very expensive because it's gonna generate a fee of Malkus, 39 lashes. It's not a pleasant thing to undergo. And why? Because even though it's a lav shein bo maisa, you get Malkus. The Torah says you get Malkus. The Gemara analyzes how does he know that you get Malkus, and so forth and so on. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says to Rav Idi, who quoted this member in the name of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Lo tisne meimar. Take out the word meimar. Meimar is not an exception to the rule. Meimar fits the pattern of the rule that for a maisa you get Malkus. Why? Mishum. This is a famous statement in the Gemara in Tmura. Dibidiburo osa maisa. Now, whatever this means, it means, we don't know what it means, but he says, b'diburo ka'ovid maisa, he does a maisa, and that makes it into a lav sheyesh bo maisa. But the bottom line is, we have a machlokas now between the version of Rav Idi Bar Oven and the version of Rav Yochanan in Rav Yossi Aglili. According to Rav Idi Bar Oven, the case of Meimar is a classical case of a lav sheyesh bo maisa. The only difference is that the Torah is mechadish to get Malkus even though it's a lav shein bo maisa. According to Rabbi Yochanan, this is not a case of lav shein bo maisa. That's a double negative. But rather it's a lav sheyesh bo maisa. Why? Because b'diburo osa maisa. Says Reb Chaim, what's going on here? What are they arguing about? And he says the following. Rav Idi understood that the mechayev of Tmura is the machshava. Is the dibur. In other words, when he declares harei zu tmura zu, that's clearly a lav shein bo maisa. Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, holds that the lav is the chalos, that you changed the status of a behemas chulin and you made it into what? A behemas kodesh. Our sugya in Masechta Zvachim, which seemed to support the view of Rabbi Yochanan, that the machayev of tmura, for which you get malchus, because you created a chalos. Says Rav Chaim that creating a chalos in Rav Yochanan's frame of reference is considered deka'ovid maisa. What does it mean deka'ovid maisa? That we can pump into this dibur a tremendous upgrade to the state of a maisa. Why do we pump into it the chashivas of a maisa? Because it created the chalos. Because now you have a behema that's no longer chulin, but it's kodesh. That radical change in the status of the behema is considered a maisa. Do you hear this? Whole new definition of maisa. That when there's a chalos change that's very significant, that's considered like a maisa. So Rabbi Yochanan has no problem with the case of Meimar, and Rabbi Yochanan is going to insist to get Malkus. Why? Because with this dibur, you made a maisa, and that's called a lav sheyesh bo maisa. So let's read it inside. Rav Yochanan sovid the mikri b'dibura avid ma'isa mishum sha'avera hi b'etzem asiyas achalos. So it's the chalos that's the avera. If you identify the avera with the chalos, that's called b'dibura avid ma'isa. Oh, if that be the case, if the lav is on the chalos, then osi shapir sugya didan. Our sugya now is beautiful. Why? How does our sugya reflect the shita Rabbi Yochanan? Our sugya says that Yechayev for what? For shechting the Korban Pesach and making it into tmura, even though you didn't have a maisa tmura because it wasn't two animals in front of you and you say harei zeh bimka tmura zeh. Is af sheshachtei l'shem tmura v'ainu she'osa tmura below maisa hamora. You see those brackets there? You might want to underline those brackets because I'll tell you why. Because it makes life easier for you and for me to understand the logic of what's being presented here. Why do I identify our sugya here on Daf Tes with Rabbi Yochanan in Tmura on Daf Gimel? because both our sugya and the sugya on Daf Gimel are addressing a case of asiyas tmura below maisa tmura. What does it mean, asiyas tmura? Chalos tmura. You everybody have that? There's a chalos tmura without what? Without a maisa tmura. And yet, you get malchus. That's Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan holds the ikar is not the asiya, which is dibur bi'alma, but rather the chalos tmura. The chalos tmura now becomes a maisa, according to Rabbi Yochanan. However, now we're in trouble with the Rama. Why? Because we started with the Rama at the beginning of Tmura. The Rama says in the Behema Shutfim, you get Malkus for Tmura, even though there's no Chalos Tmura. And now we're establishing that our Sugya in Zvachim and the Sugya Reb Yochanan in Masechta Tmura both define the Machayev of Tmura as the Chalos Tmura. Correct? As the Chalos Tmura. In the case of Behema Shutfim, is there a Chalos Tmura? No Chalos Tmura. So why do you get Malkus? Says Reb Chaim, the Rambam paskins like Reb Yossi Aglili. He doesn't tell you where to find this Rambam, but the Rambam paskins like Reb Yossi Aglili. And Reb Osai, the truth is, you won't find Reb Yossi Aglili in the Rambam. Why? Because the Rambam just tells us that you get Malchus for Tmura. He doesn't tell you why you get Malchus for Tmura, but he tells you that you get Malchus for Tmura in the case of Bemis HaShufin, and there's no what? There's no Chalos. Says Reb Chaim, that has to be the Shita Reb Yossi Aglili. By definition. What was Reb Yossi Aglili claiming? That you get Malkus for a Lav Sheinbo Maisa in the case of Tmura. Why is it a Lav Sheinbo Maisa? Because even if there's no what? There's no Chalos. Nevertheless, you get Malkus for the Dibur, for stating that this is Tmura Zu. And if you could create a chalos without that dibur, you would not get malchus, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So therefore, our sugya, which says that you do get malchus, even though there was no maisa tmura, does not reflect the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Again, whose version of Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Rav Edi's version. Again, he made the Rambam as well, but I'm just saying that uledeya zu averahi biasias tmura, meaning the maisa tmura. That makes it into a lav sheinbo maisa, because the maisa itself is only dibur. And the Rambam is going to say that if you have a Maisa Amira of Tmura, you're going to get Malkus even in the absence of what? Of a Chalos Tmura. Then Afkemina, the Afim Lo Chala Tmura Kigon, Bekomen Ashutfim, or Komen Tzibur, Mikom Akom Over, Al Alav, and he gets Malkus. But again, he's going to get Malkus for the Maisa Tmura, which is a Lav She'embo Maisa, and that fits beautifully into the Shita of Rav Edi and Rav Yossi Aglili, who says that there are three Lavim, one of which is Meimar, for which you get Malkus even though it's an Einbo Maisa. And that's because we say that Yechayev for the Maisa Hamara, what we call Arezu Tmurazu. So we now have the following structure. We have the classical case of Tmura, which means where you have both the Maisa Tmura, we have two animals and you say Arezu Tmurazu, and you have what? The Chalos Tmura. In such a case, you don't know why Yechayev. You can say Yechayev for the Maisa Tmura, or you can say Yechayev for the Chalos Tmura. We don't know. But the nafkamina is going to be in a case where you have a chalos tmura without a maisa tmura, and number two, in a case you have a maisa tmura without a chalos tmura. We have both cases. We have the case of a maisa tmura without a chalos tmura in the case of Behema Shutfim. We have a case of a chalos tmura without a maisa tmura in the case of Karban Pesach. Our sugi reflecting the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan that tmura is a machayev of chalos. That's why he calls it to be dvura osi kasi maisa. Therefore, says that Yechayev Malkus for the Maisa Tmura. I'm sorry, our sugya, which says that what? That Yechayev Malkus for the Chalos Tmura without a Maisa Tmura reflects the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan that Yechayev in the case of Tmura for a Lav Sheyeshbo Maisa, which means that Yechayev for B'dibur Kovid Maisa, which means the Chalos, and therefore how Sugya says that in the case of Korban Pesach, you created a Chalos Tmura, and therefore you get Malkus. The Rambam, on the other hand, is Tofes Sachevel Mikotz HaShnia, he holds that the Machayev is the Maisa Tmura, and therefore the Rambam Shita would be, could be identified with the Shita Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who maintains that what? How do you classify the lav of Tmura and the Malkus of Tmura? It's a lav She'ein bo ma'isa, because he's emphasizing the amira, and therefore the Rambam says, if you emphasize the amira, that's the mechayev of malchus, then you'll be chayev malchus even in the case of behemas shutfim.
But he did. I still understand why. I understand you have an avera for attempting to do tamura, but what elevates it to a ma'isa that gets malchus?
No. The Torah, according to Rabbi Yosef Glid, it's never elevated to a mice. It always remains ein bo mice.
So why is it malchus?
So that's the Gemara derived. I don't remember the Gemara Tmura, how the Gemara proves it. It's Gzeiras HaKosuv. In three cases, the Torah says even though it's a lav shein bo mice, you get malchus. I think it's based on either a hekesh or if you have a Gemara Tmura, maybe you can look it up. I pushed that part of the research I didn't get a chance to do, but the main point is that once Rabbi Yosef Glidi has the alfusa in those three lavim, they become a group, so to speak, with its own rule and regulation. The regulation is that you do get malchus even though it's a lav shein bo mice, and one of those is tmura. And Rav Chaim wants to say the reason why you get malchus even though it's a lav shein bo maisa is because you're chai for the maisa amira, which is not a maisa, of harei zu tmura zu. Rav Yochanan, on the other hand, emphasizes the machayv of the chalos, and therefore it's called the dibura ka'avid maisa. And again, that itself needs a lot of study, why the chalos itself makes it into a lav shein bo maisa. But that's how Rav Chaim understood the machlokas between Rav Edi's version of Rav Yosef Aglili and Rav Yochanan's version of Rav Yosef Aglili. And they're arguing about whether or not the dibura asa maisa. According to Rav Yosef Aglili, if it's a lav shein bo maisa, then it's not b'dibura kovid ma'isa. Rabbi Yochanan says it's a lav she'esh bo ma'isa. Why? Because b'dibura kovid ma'isa. Says Rabbi Chaim, what does that mean? That means you created a chalos. The chalos is so profound in its you know, it's so radical of a change that you affected on this behemah that it became, instead of behemah school, it became what? A behemah's kachim. That's called a lav she'esh bo ma'isa. Every ma'isa means that it makes a change in the world. This is a change in the world, as opposed to diburim, which make no change in the world. Here, your dibur effectuated a change in the world. That's like a lav she'esh bo ma'isa, and it's not an exception here. Take it out of the list of Rav Yosef Aglili. Rav Edi, on the other hand, insisted that it is in the list because he's emphasizing, says Rav Yochanan, says Rav Chaim, the ma'isa amira. And if it's the ma'isa amira, then it's a lav she'esh. Ein bo mice. Everybody have that? If the Amir itself is Machayv, then it's a lav shein bo mice, and it's exception to the rule like Nishba Umakalil. But the Chiddush now is that if you're shifting the Machayv over to the Maisa Tmura, then you could be Chayv in a case where you did a Maisa Tmura even though it had no impact whatsoever. And that's the case of Behemah Shutfim, Behemah Korban Tzibur.
Sounds like Reb Chaim changed his whole scene into an Alice in Wonderland, when you have a Maisa Tmura, he calls it Ainbo Maisa, and when he does no Maisa, which is a Mira, which is making the Chalos of that, which is not a Maisa, he calls it Maisa.
Correct, because so that's what Rabbi Yochanan says in Masechta Tmura. Rabbi Yochanan wants to take Meimar out of the list, out of the group of Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, and put it in the list of Lav She'yesh Bo Maisa. And when they asked Rabbi Yochanan, why do you say such a thing? And he said, because Dika Ovid Maisa, that through his Dibur, he made a Maisa. Says Rabbi Chaim, what does that mean, through his Dibur, he made a Maisa? Where's the Maisa over here? There was no Maisa. The only thing that moved here in the physical world were his lips, nothing else. So the answer is that something moved in this world, something changed in this world. Behema, which is Behema's Chulah, became a Behema's Kodshim. That makes it into a Maisa. That's called a Maisa from the perspective of Malchus, of Hilchas, Lav Shein Bo Maisa. That's how Reb Chaim interpreted this magic of Reb Yochanan, who says, take out Meimar, because there it's the B'diburo Ka'ovid Maisa. So that's where the Briska terminology fits in here. Right? Reb Chaim puts his Briska terminology here called Chalos. And he says that a Chalos is a Maisa. That's what it comes out. The other way of learning the Gemara is the way Rav Edi Bar Ovin learned Rav Yosef Aglili, that indeed Meimar is considered a lav she'ein bo ma'isa, meaning we're emphasizing the dibur and not the chalos. And maybe that could be a light that could shine on the Rambam, who says that if you're talking about the dibur, and that's why you're chayev, which makes the lav of meimer to lav she'emo ma'isa, and you're de-emphasizing the chalos. So if all your emphasis is shifting onto the dibur of the ma'isa hamora, as he calls it, where you say arezu tmurzu, then we can justify the Rambam's conclusion that in a meimer shutfim, even though the chulin remains chulin, right? The chulin remains chulin, and he cannot effectuate the change. He's chayef for the quote-unquote ma'isa tmura, which means the amira of harezu tmura zu. That's what comes out according to Reb Chaim. The plot grows even thicker. It gets even more interesting as we go along. The Shita Mekubetzes asks the following question. And by the way, if everything we say is true, then is the Rambam going to paskin like our sugya in Zvachim in the case where he takes a Korban Pesach and he says Arezu Tmuras Meiser or whatever it is, Arezu Tmura? The answer is no. Because in that case, since he doesn't have two animals in front of him, he's just shechting one animal, there's no Meisa Hamara, and therefore since the Rambam holds that the Mechayev of Tmura and Malkus is the Meisa Hamara, he cannot accept our Gemara. Because our Gemara reflects the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, who defines and classifies the Lav of Meimar as a Lav Sheyeshbo Meisa, because of the shift of the emphasis over to the Chalos, and therefore you chayv in the case of Korban Pesach. But the Rambam never accepted Rabbi Yochanan. He accepted the original formulation of Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, namely that Meimar is a lav shembo maisa, and yet you get Malkus. That when the Pasuk teaches me to get Malkus for Tmura, it's telling you that here's a case of a lav that belongs to a group of which there are three members, of a lav shembo maisa lokinolav. And therefore, in our case, where you have just the chalos, then you would say that there is no malchus, because where's the ma'isa hamora if you're chayev for a lav she'embo ma'isa, and that's the Rambam Shita by Shutfin. Oh, now Reb Chaim wants to answer a kasha the Shita Megubetzos. The Gemara says here in Zvachim that pigul, there are two things in pigul, right? There's the achilas pigul, and then there's the creation of the pigul. How does pigul emerge? With a machshava on the part of the Kohen of chutz lizman. So the Gemara says that pigul, in the creation of the pigul, is a lav she'ein bo maisa v'ein lokin olav. Now wait a second. Was there a radical change in the status of the animal as a result of this machshava? And again, according to many Rishonim, as we said before, machshava is a dibur. What was the animal before he had this machshava chutz lizmano? It was a kosher animal, kosher carbon. Now it becomes what? Pigul. Pigul means that you have to burn the animal and forget about this. You have to replace it with another animal. And it means if you eat it, you chayv kares, etc., etc. It's a radical change in the chalos habeima. So the Shita Mekubetzos therefore is justified in asking the following question, but then I'm going to ask you as a quiz question, to whom, or according to whom, is this kasha addressed, or is it relevant? Which shita? Meaning, I'm going to give you two choices, Ravidi Maravin or Rabbi Yochanan. Comes along the shita and he says, I don't understand. How could the Gemara possibly say in Zvachim, on Daf Chav Tes, that Pigul, as far as the Kohen's Machshav is concerned, is a lav shembo mice, and therefore you don't get Malkus? Frek the shita Mekubetzes, Maishnomi Meimar. We know the Torah tells you get Malkus from Meimar. And the answer is that Meimar is called a Lav She'esh Bo Ma'isa. What makes Meimar into a Lav She'esh Bo Ma'isa? Says the Shita Mekubetzes, Mishum de B'divura, is Avid Ma'isa. And what does that mean? It's Avid Ma'isa, according to Reb Chaim, it's Chalos. No, we should apply the same logic, says the Shita Mekubetzes, in the case of Pigul, that his Machshava created a tremendous change in the status of the Korban, a Chalos change, which is considered like a radical change that should be considered like that of Tmura when he engenders a chalos kedushas karma. Here goes in the opposite direction, right? And therefore he should get Malkus. Why does Gemara say he doesn't get Malkus? So according to which shita is this question addressed? Only Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan was the one who says that the reason you get malchus for tmura is because it's a lav sheyesh bo maisa. And what makes it into a lav sheyesh bo maisa? The chalos. So now the Shita Mekubetz is justified as asking the question, how can the sugya in Zvachim maintain that pigul is a lav sheyesh bo maisa? It should be a lav sheyesh bo maisa. Namely, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is tiritz agrach. The bememar Yisrael lavu beetsam chalos hakedusha latmura v'kev on this avid kedusha beetsam averus alav. The averus alav is what is making this chalos, creating that kedusha called tmura. Correct, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan holds that you get malchus for tmura as a lav sheyesh bo mais. Because what is the avera? Define the avera. What does the Torah tell you not to do? To not create what?
Tmura.
Correct, the chalos tmura. Oh, he says the following: Avol the pigul. When the Torah says lo yechoshev, that's the lav of pigul. Ein halav basias pigul. Elo hamachshava lechol chutzizmano hi averas halav. I don't know how he knows this, Reb Chaim. But we'll see in the next paragraph how he supports it. But the Reb Chaim is assuming that in the case of the Aver of Pigul, the Torah does not identify the Aver with the Chalos, but rather with the Maisa, which means the Machsheves Pigul. The Machsheves Pigul itself is the love of Lo Yechashev. Not that Lo Yechashev is just a means to an end to create a Chalos Pigul. So Yechai for what? For the Machsheva. The Zelo Mikri B'diburo is Avid Maisa. He's squaring even with whom? Yes. Even with Rabbi Yochanan. Although Rabbi Yochanan would classify Meimar as a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa, I'm sorry, as a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa, that's because Rabbi Yochanan understood that the definition, the essence of the Avera is do not create Tmura. The creation of the Tmura is the Avera, is the Lav. That's called a lav sheyesh bo maisa because of b'dibura kovid maisa. But let's say the Torah prohibits you from a machshava, and the avera is the machshava itself. In such a case, we would not apply the principle, the rule of Rabbi Yochanan b'dibura kovid maisa, because the avera is not the creation of pigul, but rather the machshava itself.
Right.
We'll answer another question in a minute. How does the chalos pigul chal? That's already built into the system, but it's not his avera. His avera is not the chalos pigul. The alpizeh mevuar kol zen nochal amadi over the birukovid maisa. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, he says the birukovid maisa. There's no way, no how that you can get malchus for pigul valkain. I don't know what this means. Valkain lechalik lechalik ain ledaito letaritz kusha mi pigo. I don't know the words, but anyway, we got the. Oh no, I should be okay. Kochel lechalik ain ledaito. With Taritz Kushas of people. I think he's adding this line, meaning that it flows from everything that Reb Chaim said, that we can make this distinction between Pigul and Meimar. Why is it that you get Malchus in the case of Meimar, but not in the case of Pigul? In both cases, he's creating a Chalos, and Rabbi Yochanan says that in Meimar Yochai for that creation of the Chalos, why wouldn't he say the same thing in Pigul? The answer has to be, says Reb Chaim, that in the case of Pigul, as opposed to Meimar, you're chai for the Machshava and not for the Chalos.
Right. Does that mean that the Kohen, that when there is Mefagel, the Korban, that it remains Pigul because the Kohen is still there, or he's even if the Kohen were to die, he would still be a Pigul?
Well, as far as I know, the pigul doesn't depend upon the life of the Kohen, it just depends upon the machshavas HaKohen.
Yeah,
what Reb Chaim is saying is that he's not chayev for creating the pigul, That happens automatically in the world of Kachu.
Right, right,
he's chayav for the machsheves pigul, and that makes it into a lav she'ein bo ma'aseh.
Yeah, but he's chayav. But I'm considering, is the korban still remain pigul?
Once a korban is pigul, that's irreversible.
Even if he has a b'tshuva, so to speak.
It has nothing to do with his status as a tzaddik or the opposite.
No, I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about the korban itself. The korban is.
I'm saying the korban has no. The status of the korban is not in any way connected to his doing tshuva or not doing tshuva. In other words, once there's a machshava and he did the avoda, whichever avoda he did, he has four choices, and he did it al manas lechol as abos al chutz uzmano. Then the korban becomes pigal, and that's irreversible. There's no such thing as a carbon that was pigel and then it became ice pigel, if you follow what I mean.
Yeah, that's what
so
I
his doing tshuva can't help.
Okay.
Don, am I right? There's no such thing as undermining pigel.
Not that I know.
You don't know of such a case? Where you could undermine pigel?
Yes.
That's what we discussed in the 9:30 Shia today. Yeah, we had a possibility that you can undermine Pigel if you have a Machshav in the same Avoda of Chutzlum Komo, and then you have a Tzir of Machshavas. Now, if it's in two separate Avodos, Lechora, then what we said is right. But there is a case of a second Zrika that replaces the first Zrika in a case of Kachim Kalin, where the Basar was not inside the Azor when he did the first Zrika, and then they brought it back into the Azor for the second Zrika. And in that case, it could be that the second Zrika replaces the first Zrika and it would undermine the state of Pigel. Okay, fine. That was just between me and Don. It's a joke between friends. That's all. Well, now the Odo Chiyach HaGrach. This is the punchline for us today, Rav Osai. He says the following. The Gemara says in Tmura, as we saw earlier, that Meimar, that the lav of Tmura is called a lav, not only a lav sheish bo maisa, that was Rabbi Yochanan, but it's also called a lav hanitak liesei. This is really fascinating. Meaning, we have two rules in Makis, which are relevant both to the case of Tmura, the lav of Tmura. On the one hand, the lav of Tmura is a lav shein bo maisa, and that's Rabbi Yossi Agli in the original formulation, until Rabbi Yochanan comes along and makes it into a lav sheish bo maisa because of the chalos. Now we have a different category that's also a undermines Malkus, and that's called a lav she nitak liyese, which means that if, as a result of violating your lav, you're presented with an essay, which is a kind of a tikkun, so to speak, to rectify the violation of the law, then there's no malchus for that law. And by the way, it might not necessarily depend upon whether you do the essay or you don't do the essay. It's totally the nature of the law. If the law lends itself to an essay, it becomes a law hanitak le'essay. Maybe lo sigzol, maybe shiluch hakan, and maybe no sar. All different categories or candidates for this category called the lav hanitak liyese. By the way, elsewhere, Reb Chaim has a whole shtickel Torah about why you get malchus for bal yirah bal yimotze. L'chor it's a lav hanitak liyese because the Torah says tashbisu that you have to destroy the chametz. So Reb Chaim holds that bal yirah bal yimotze is not in any way rectified by the tashbisu, by destroying the chametz. Okay, that has to be understood. Tashbisu, he says, is in the gavra, not in the chevtzo. That's not for us. Oh. So the Gemara classifies Tmura as a lav hanitak liesei. Where's the essay? I mean, the man said, harei zu tmura zu. Where is the essay over here? So the Gemara says that the essay is in the pasuk itself. The pasuk on the one hand says lo yamir, but then it says im hamir yamir, v'haya hu utmoraso kodesh. That not only is the original kodesh remains kodesh, nothing's changed, but the tmoraso, the one in which the famous kula in which he said arezu tmura, is kodesh. That's called nitak liyese.
Strange.
What does that mean? It's nitak liyese. So Reb Chaim understood the following, that the lav of Tmura has to be understood. Is it on the Maisa or is it on the Chalos? He says the following. If you're going to argue, which was Rabbi Yochanan, that the lav of Tmura is on the Chalos Tmura, then how is it possible to say that the lav and the essay are both on the Chalos Tmura? That's a paradox that cannot be resolved. It's a contradiction in terms. And Shayach Lomer the lav zen nitak li essay to a lav gufa who mashaniyes habehema hatmura kodesh. Can you tell me that both the lav and the essay are creating the kedusha on the tmura, the hegdish of the tmura? On the one hand, he violates the lav, and the averis alav is creating this tmura. If you hold that, like Rabbi Yochanan, that we identify the lav with what? With the creation of the chalos. And on the other hand, you're going to tell me, who Tmar Sokodesh is the essay. That itself, creating the Kedusha, is the essay. But creating the Kedusha was the los essay. Don't call it an essay. And he says that Al Karchach, we have no choice but to maintain that sugya of lav hanitek li essay, spirale, the halav who be etzem asiyas atmura. In other words, you have no right to create Tmura. But the Torah says that if you did create Tmura, then there's an essay of Yiyah Kodesh. Now again, how does he rectify the lav? I don't know. I mean, he's not doing anything active. I mean, the Torah says that the Tmura generates Kedusha, and the Behemah is now Kodesh. He says the following, Mishum de'averes halav hu asiyas ha-tmura. Right, that was the shita of Rav Idi that classified Meimar as a lav she'ein bo maisa, because the lav is on the maisa of Arei Zu Tmura Zu. We want to identify that with the shita of the Rambam, that even in the case of Meimar Shutfer where there's no chalos tmura, you chai for the maisa. So that's what he says, it haveris alav hu basiyas ha-tmura ve'ha esei chal Shania Korban Kodesh. And the Gemara calls that an essay. Oh. So he says, the Asi Shapir. Now we can tie together, sew together two Ramas. Sharama Posak, De'alav Ba'asiya Satmura. The Ramam holds like our Sugya. I'm sorry. The Rambam holds like this sugya in Tmura Daf Dalid that the lav of Tmura is a lav anitak liese, which means that the avera is what? Not the chalos, but rather the maisa, and the essay is the chalos. And therefore the Rambam is going to reject our sugya in Zvachim that says in the case of Korban Pesach he had malchus for Tmura, because in that case there was no asiya, meaning there was no maisa Tmura. And the Rambam is going to hold that the lav of Tmura is a lav she'ein bo maisa, and the Rambam is going to hold that the lav of Tmura is a lav hanitak liyesei. And all this stems from the fact that the Rambam holds it a beimah shut for the yemalkus because yechai for the maisa, meaning for the asiyas haTmura even without a chalos Tmura. So if it's even without a chalos Tmura, it's a lav hanitak liyesei because the essay is the chalos Tmura. You're also going to classify it as a lav shein bo maisa because you're chayiv even regardless of bracket the chalos. There is no chalos, like in the case of Shutfim. And all the Rambams fit into place because our sugya in Zvachim is going to reflect the shita of Rabbi Yochanan that the lav of Tmur is a lav sheyesh bo maisa, the dibura kovid maisa, because the chalos, the avera is the chalos ha-tmura, and therefore in the case of Shutfim clearly he would not get malchus according to Rabbi Yochanan, and the lav becomes a lav she'eino nitak li esei, because you cannot say at the same time that the lav is the chalos and the esei is the chalos. He has only one problem here that he raises in the brackets. He says, "Tzarich im v'sugya sham demakshinan sham ledas Rabbi Yochanan dibidibura ka'avid maisa." The Gemara actually raises an objection here against Rabbi Yochanan, but now we're saying that sugya doesn't reflect the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. So you have a problem with the names over here, if you follow what I mean. And now Rabbi Chaim wants to explain a fundamental sugya, Rabbosai. In how many cases in Shas, I'm testing you, do we paskin like Abai against Rova? Six, right? Yal Kagam. One of the Yal Kagam is Tmura. There's a machlokus in Tmura between Abai and Rova. And that's called the Ovid Mahani, or called Milsa the Omer Achmono Lota Ovid, the Ovid Lomahani. So what is Rav Shita? Rav Shita is that Kol Milsa the Omer Achmona Lo Savid I Ovid Lomani. If the Torah says don't do it, and you violate the Isur, then the Torah is saying we don't recognize the impact. We don't recognize the result. Frank the Gemara, what about Tmura? The Torah says Lo Yamir, he went ahead and he violated the Lav, and yet we recognize the Torah says who? Utmuraso Kodesh. The Tirates Rava. Rava answers, Shiny Hasam, the Omar Krava Yahu Utmurasa Ye Kodesh. Enochinami, this is an exception to the rule. There's no reason, according to the general rules, why the Tmura should become Kodesh, because the Torah says don't make it into Tmura. Correct, Xeris Akos. Ula Baye, Ilav the Omar Achmanova Yahu Utmurasa Ha. So now, the question is, according to Abayu holds that Kol Milsa Dovilo Lo Si Avidi Ovid Mahani, the Torah is saying that it is Chal. So then if he violates the Issa Tmura, then it should be Chal. Why did the Torah have to go out of its way and say Vahayahu Tmuraso Yeh Kodesh, which according to Rava makes it an exception to the rule, but according to Abayi it is the rule. Why did the Torah have to spell it out? So the Gemara says, Hava mina teitze zu v'tikone zu, meaning I would have thought that his tmura is effective in both directions, not only to generate kedusha on the behemas chulin, but also to remove the kedusha from the behemas kodesh. And therefore, teitze zu v'tikone zu, that the Torah had to say, v'ayuhu tmurasa yeh kodesh. Now it's interesting. According to Rava, the chiddush is Tmuraso Yeh Kodesh. According to Abayi, the chiddush is Vehu Yeh Kodesh. You see, it has Hu Tmuraso Kodesh. Where do we put the emphasis of the chiddush here? According to Rava, the chiddush is that Tmuraso is Kodesh because the Ovid Lo Mahani, and here's the exception. According to Abayi, the emphasis is on Hu, that the original Karban remains Biktushaso. Hu Kodesh. So Reb Chaim wants to know, what is the yesod of the plukta between Abayi and Rava? Let's see, Reb Osei, if you don't mind playing a game, we're going to cover the Reb Chaim and we're going to try to figure it out on our own. I think Abayi is going to say it's the Maisa Tmura and Rava is going to say it's the Chalos. So let's see if I'm right. Anybody want to guess? Ubir agrach da bay from a plea about da bay sri lo itzer krod vi a kodish kedei lechadish nika chalos tmura. According to Abayi, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that the behemas chulin becomes tmura, becomes kodesh, because Abayi is of the opinion that kol milsa d'omer achmona lo avid mahani. Is al korchach or al kain mishum dezek kol bi etzem alav. Oh, that's the chiddush of Chaim. That if you define the lav as creating a chalos tmura, which we said that was Rabbi Yochanan Shita, Sabai says, then for sure it has to be mahani. And this would be a paradigm case of the Ovid mahani, according to Abayi. A flagstaff case. The etzem alav, who adin the avi kodesh, you can't doubt whether it's kodesh along. The chiddush of this pasuk is not that the behemas chulin becomes kodesh, but rather that the behemas kodesh remains kodesh. Aval Rava lo mahani. According to Rava, really we should have logically applied the principle of the Ovid lo mahani. What do you mean the Ovid lo mahani? The whole nature of the lav is to create the chalos. Al kochet al lav edu al.
That's right, it's not on there.
Eno, 1 second. Oh no. 1 second. I don't know how to read the next word. Again, according to Abaye, the Aver is the Chalos, correct? And therefore it must be that there's Chal. The Etzem Halav, okay, so far we're good. Is Nichol Adin Davi Kodesh? Fine. Avol Rav de Lo Mahani. Rav holds in generally of Lo Mahani. In Cain, Allah, Al Kork, Allah, Edo. So, Rabbi, either there's a mistake in the print or I have to throw in the towel here. One of the two. I thought I understood everything until this point. He says, Al kochach dahalav eino al chalosa tmura el al maisa tmura. Ella. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I got scared here, but I missed the word Ella here. You know, you miss one word, you're in deep trouble. Dalav eino al chalosa tmura ella al maisa amora. Okay, now it makes sense. So, according to Rava, the chalos is not included in the aver salav. And if it's not included in the Aver Salav, then we're going to apply the universal principle which Rabbi maintains, that he ovid lo ma'ani, and there is no chalos. Why is he going to get malchus? He's going to get malchus for the hamara, which means we're going to identify a Rabbi Shita with Rabbi Idi Bar Oven, correct? Now let's just figure this out. If we're going to identify Rava with Rav Idi Bar Ovin, who says it's a lav shein bo maisa, then the Rambam is going to pass it like Rava, then he ovid lo mahani. We have to check that out to make sure that's good.
It's one of the Al-Kagama.
Well, I don't know if it's one of the Al-Kagama. I mean, that itself is a machlokas, you know, whether it's one of the Al-Kagama. Do you have, we can look it up, I think it's a Gemara in Elimitzias at the beginning of Elimitzias. Take a look at Rashi, that he goes through the holy Al-Kagama. And see if Tmura, I mean, see if the Ovid Lo Mahani appears on that list.
It's on Pasuk Rav.
Oh, where is that? In the next paragraph?
No, the same paragraph. Oh,
Harama Pasuk Rav, that he Ovid Lo Mahani. So it's not one of the Al Kagam. Okay. So let's look at the Al Kagam for a minute. Anyway, you know, my father told me that when in his day, in order to get smicha, you had to stand up in front of, I mean, he didn't use these words, but the firing squad, meaning there were three Rabbanim, and they could fire questions from anywhere. So he said one of the questions that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik asked him was Yal Kagav. One of the Yal Kagav. So the Yud is Yei Shalom Midas, the Ayin is Edim Zomimim, right? Because we pass him like a bayit that Lamafreyu Nifsal. And then the Lamed is Lechi Homay Me'elov, right, I think. And what's Kigam? Kigam is with a kuf. Oh, Kigam is with a kuf. It's Kiddushin Shein Mesurim Labia. Kigam. And oh, the get, the gimel is get Shabit. If he's Mavatel the Shliach, who's holding on to the get after the Shliach was on his way with the get. And what's the last one? Mem. Oh, it's Mumar. Ochel Nevelus Lateyot. Let's see if I'm right. You know, I'd be pretty impressed if I got that right. I have a terrible memory.
What daf in Bavmitsiyah?
Right there, it's Chaf Aleph is the first daf in Elimitsiyah, am I right? So it would be on Chaf Beis Amid Beis, I think. Yal Kagam. Or it's in Kiddushin, in the Sugi of Kiddushin Shein Mesurim Labia. Rashi has this tendency of going through Yal Kagam.
Yal is the Kavas of the Bible, Yal Kagam. We're going to say what they are.
Rashi, no, it's Rashi. The Gemara doesn't give it to us. That's why there's so many machlokas in about what Yal Kagam is.
Right.
So that means he sent to get with the shliach. Then he was Megal Das and he doesn't want to get. So Tmura and Yovid Lo Mahani is not on the list. So we're going to pass it like Rava that Yovid Lo Mahani, which means that the Chiv of Tmura is for the Maisa Tmura. The Rambam, therefore, the Shitoso holds that in case of Eva Shutfim, you'll get Malkus for Tmura. The Rambam is going to omit our Sugya about the case of Shchita of a Karban Pesach L'Shem Tmura, because there is no Maisa Amara, there's only a Chalos. And the Rambam is going to maintain two things about the nature of the lav of Tmura. Number one, it's a lav she'ein bo maisa, and that's going to be the first formulation of Rabbi Yossi Aglian in the name of Rav Ada. The Rambam is going to hold that Tmura is a lav hanitak li essay, because the lav is on the maisa amora and the essay is on the chalos. Wow. I get very excited about this, Rav Yossi. Again, I don't know if I can inspire you, but I'm inspired. He says, "The ayin shah shehiksha grizal ze miha dehiksha abai shama mai lokin al tmura Because Abaye identifies the chalos as the aver. If he identifies chalos and aver, it can't be the mitzvah at the same time. It can't be the essay, so that could be a lav essay. And yet Abaye is the one who asks the kasha, why do you get malchus for tmur? It should be a lav anitak l'essay. How did Abaye ask that question? Maybe this is before Abaye came to his conclusion. He says we should add some chalos ruinias beim of vakakavilav al meisa, etc., etc. Vitzarech iu. So the Brisker Rav had a cash on his father. El b'meshe beer b'das rova yesh l'dayek de lechora yesh lomid the afle rova lavi al asias chalos atmura the afal pichen lule kro hayaloka al di ovar. Amemra derachmona, do me the kain godol shekidish almona. Ah, interesting. Okay, that already has to do with the sugya tmura. All right, Rabbi. So now we go back to our sugya, and that's number yud gimel. Okay, then. And you'll tell me what page it's on because it's not going to be on page tesvav, because I got the old edition. It is on Tesvav? And it say Begeder Machsheves Shini Bailim? Mm-hmm. Oh wow, we lucked out.
Again, it's off by he must have added stuff, so the further you go into the book, the more discrepancy becomes.
Ah, so
in the beginning you're only off by maybe a quarter of a page, then maybe, you know.
I see.
So the more you go into
he may have added as he went along.
Yeah, and the more he adds, the more you go into the book, you're going to have larger discrepancies.
Right. So for example, my page for the one that we just did, the ending of it is on Kuf Yud Aleph. And by you, it's going to be Kuf Tesvav or something?
Kuf Yud Aleph.
Oh, it's only off by... Oh, it's off by three pages. Yeah. So again, like you say, the gap grows wide. As they say in the underground, in the tube, in London, they say, mind the gap. So that's what we have to do from now on until I get your edition. We have to mind the gap. Now, although we want to focus our attention on Yud Gimel, because that's going to link us up to what we just discussed for the last, I don't know how long, 55 minutes or whatever it was. But I do want to add number Yud Beis into the equation. Okay? Here it's on page Yud Dalet. Is it still on Yud Dalet? So it's still good.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first Tosfos in Masechta Zvachim, which is this gigantic Tosus here that's called Koaz Vachim. So Tosus mentions that Shinui Bailim is not in the Mishnah. In other words, our Mishnah, when it speaks about Lo Olu Lebailim Shem Chova, is only addressing the case of Shinui Kodesh, of Shelo Lishma, like Olu Lishem L'shem Shlom. However, let's say he had in mind during the Avodah that let me give you this case. At the time of the Shechita, he had in mind the Kohen that the Zrika should be for the sake of Shimon and not for the sake of Reuven. That's called Shinui Bailim. So that's not discussed here in the Mishnah. Tosfos spends a lot of time proving that it's not in the Mishnah. For whatever reason, we don't have to go into that. But in the middle of Tosfos, and this the language of Tosfos that's relevant to us, you'll see here on page Yud Dalet, he says that Shinui Bailim lo shayach ela bizrika. Now that's a little bit confusing. What does it mean, Shinui Bailim lo shayach ela bizrika? The classical case of Shinui Bailim is when he shechs the karbon for the sake of Shimon, not when he zorik the dam for the sake of Shimon. So, what are we going to do with this line in Tosfos that Tosfos says Shini Bayim Lo Shaych El Bizrika? So Tosfos himself sort of softens it up and he backtracks and he says Kigon. What does it mean Lo Shaych El Bizrika? Don't misunderstand me. I'm not talking about a case where the Kohen at the time of the Zrika had in mind for Shimon instead of Reuven, but Kigon Shochet O Makabel O Molech. Notice he only mentions three and not Zrika. Ruvain Amanas Lizrok Domo L'Shem Shimon. In other words, in any of these three avodos, he had in mind a Shinui Bailim in the Zrika, that the Zrika would be for Shimon and not for Ruvain. So again, this is what we call in the language of Shas, it's called Machashim Me'avoda L'Avoda. But you don't have to know that. That'll just confuse you. What it means is that he had a Machshava in an earlier Avoda as to how he's going to do a later Avoda. So it means the following. That Zrika contains within it the Bailim. In other words, the relationship in Avodas HaKarban to the Bailim is inherent in which of the four Avodas? When we say the Avoda is related to the Bailim, it's the Zrika. But, and this is a little bit paradoxical, but the Machshava of Shinui Bailim is in one of the other Avodas, but what does Tosis mean when he says Shinui Bailim lo Shayach el Bizrika? I'll just finish this one sentence, and then the floor is yours. He has to have in mind during the other Avodos that the Zrika will be Shalom L'Shem Bailim. Yes, sir.
Could it be that you mean that Shinui Bailim will actually take into effect at the Zrika?
That's also true.
I mean, he's doing it during the Shechita, he said, Leman, Shimon, this Korban, but when will this become eventuate? It will eventuate at the Zrika.
Right, but when you said he had in mind Shechita, with the Shinui Bailim, which will be effectuated at the time of Zrika, what exactly was his declaration, was his machshava?
At the time of the
Shechita. What was it? I mean, can you write it out for me?
At the time of the Shechita, he was saying, L'shem Shimon v'lo L'shem.
No, so that's where I disagree with you, Zev. He has to say at the time of the Shechita that the Zrika will be Shalom L'shem.
Because
I don't know. Again, I'm not going to square with all of Shas, but again, I just want to read the words of Tosfos. Again, Zev, let's just read the words of Tosfos. Would you agree with me that we should read the words of Tosfos? Tosfos speaks for himself here. It's not just the Machshava, it's a Dibur, right? But what does Tosfos say? He says, Kigon, what's the example of Shinui Bailim? Shochet o makabel o molich karbon shel Ruven al menas lizrok domo l'shem Shimon. So again, it can't be that he shechts it for the purpose of Shimon. If he shechts it for the purpose of Shimon, that's not called Shinui Bailim. And that's what Tosfos says in the previous line, I will Shinui Bailim lo shech el bizrika. Not that the Machshavas Shinui Bailim was at the time of the Zrika. The Machshavas Shinui Bailim was at the time of one of the first three Avodas. But what was his Machshavas Shinui Bailim? That the Zrika would be for Shimon rather than for Ruvain. And now the Rosh Shimon wants to say the following. Why did Tosfos give an example of Shinui Bailim l'shem Zrika, meaning he shechted the animal in order so that he'll do the Zrika for Shimon? Lo nokat bepashtus begavnish is zorek l'shem Shimon. Zev's question, why didn't Tosfos make life easy for us and say that he did the Shechita l'shem Shimon or he did the Zrika l'shem Shimon? The answer is, if he did the Shechita l'shem Shimon, that's for sure not Shinui Bailim, because Shinui Bailim, says Tosfos, is only in Zrika. So it's got to be a Shechita for the Zrika l'shem Shimon, not the Shechita l'shem Shimon, but the Shechita al-Menas Lizrok Domo l'shem Shimon. But let's ask a different question. If the entire thrust of this psul called Shinui Bailim is because of Zrika, why didn't Tosfos, when he searched for a case of Shinui Bailim, say that at the time of the Zrika, he had in mind Zrika l'shem Shimon? Comes along the Mishnah Lamelech with an unbelievable chiddush. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, Hilchas Psuli Amakdosh Perek Tesvah, the Bizrika Atzma Lo Poseles Shinui Machshavas Shinui Bailim. It's the wildest thing. If he does any of the three Avodos before Zrika, for the sake of the Zrika being L'shem Shimon, then he passes the Korban as a Shinui Bailim. But if at the time of the Zrika itself he has in mind L'shem Shimon, that would not be a Psul of Shinui Bailim. It's Madna, no? Very strange. Dvar of Tzarach Iyud Misvar. I understand his diuk from the Rambam, from Tosfos. Why did Tosfos have to come up with the case of Shechita l'shem Zrika? Why not just go Glayach, as we say in Yiddish, you know, straight away, go for the gergel, and say the Zrika was l'shem Shimon? But he says, no, it's impossible to say this thing. Forget about the Svar that's so difficult. meaning the shechita is shini bialim because he had in mind the zrika. But if at the zrika he had in mind shini bialim, that's not going to pass on the korban. That doesn't make any sense. But milvad zot, he says, forget about my kasha and svara. He says adrava. He says that the machshava should be machshava poselus of shini bialim should be in the zrika. And Tosis himself on Daf Dalet Amud Beis says the following: Pasla Machsheves Shinu Bailim Bizrika Atzma. He says Tema Lama Likro Lishinu Bailim Bizrika. Tosis says I have a Kal V'chomer. You don't need a. You've already established again. That's the Sugya of Daf Dalet that Shinu Bailim Pasels in Shechita because he had in mind that the Zrika would be L'shem Shimon. Is says Tosfos, why does Gemara therefore look for a pasuk for shini bialim bizrika? Afilu b'shara avodas lo pasle shini bialim ela b'shoket almanas lizrok l'shem Shimon. It's kol shkein bizrika atzma that is a psul of shalom l'shem bialim. So Tosfos himself explicitly goes to, you know, on record is saying that if in the zrika he had a machshav a shalom l'shem bialim, that's called shini bialim. So the Mishnah Melk might have a technical question as to why Tosis had to stretch his arm out to this chiddush that you could be chayav during the shechita shalol l'shem bialim if he had in mind that the zrika would be shalol l'shem bialim, but clearly a zrika shalol l'shem bialim would certainly be a psul of shinim bialim. So again, you have the Mishnah Melk. And if you want to write we'll call it a master's thesis. I don't think you'd get a PhD for this, but at least we'll grant you a master's in Talmudic literature if you can come up with some explanation for this sheet of the Mishnah Melech that Zrika L'shem Shimon would not be Shini Bailim. But the Rashiv is not going to help you with that. He's throwing up his hands, and not only on a logical basis, the state mefurish in Tesvis that Zrika is a Kal V'chomer from Shechita. If Shechita has a psul of Shini Bailim because he had in mind that the Zrika should be, how much more so if he thought of Zrika, he did the Zrika Shalol Shini Bailim. Alright, that's just, you know. But what we really want to get to today is Os Yud Gimel. Here the Rosh Hashiva comes up with a Chakira of his own. You know, a lot of what's written in this Nefesh Tova is based on what he heard from his Rebbe. I found that today, just today, from Rabbi Blachman. Anybody know Rabbi Blachman? He's a Rashiva in Kerbi Yavna. So I sit next to him in Davening, and he saw that I had the sefer. So we got into a little shmooze about Rav Shlomo Katz Shlita. So he told me two things that were beautiful. He said to me, number one, he said that Rav Shlomo Katz, his life is kachim. He says Shiurim in Chevron and Noshim in Ezekim, but his life is Kodshim, and he's been dedicating his life for the last 30 or 40 years to Kodshim. Whatever he says Shiurim, which are brilliant Shiurim and Noshim in Ezekim, that's not really what the air that he breathes. And the other thing that he said was that he learned by Rabbi Beryl Soloveitchik, that's the Brisker Rav's son, my Rebbe's first cousin by the same name, for many, many years. So I said to him, you mean 7 years, because the cycle in Brisk repeats itself every 7 years. They go back to, I don't remember if they start with Tzvachim or Menachos, you know, after they do Erechin and Tmura and Krisus and so forth, they go back to the beginning. So he said, what are you talking about? He went through a number of cycles by Rav Beryl. So usually what he quotes is from Rav Beryl. Here he has his own Chakira, an original Chakira. And I think it's very similar to what we discussed about Tmura. That's why, hence the introduction to Tmura. Or the excuse for the introduction to Tmura, because I love that piece on Tmura. I love it. He says the following: what's Shini Bailim? Shochet says Tosis Almanas Lizrok L'Shimon Yeshlis Tapik. What exactly is his machshav? His machshav has to be about the Zrika that we know. It has to be about Shimon as opposed to Reuven, who's the Bailim that we know. But is his machshav on the Zrika? L'chora Azoy State, that's what it says in Tosfos. I wouldn't say it's on the Zrika intuitively. I'd say it's on what? On the Kapara. The Kapara has to be the Kapara for Reuven. So here's where the Rosh Hashiva vacillates back and forth.
But the Kapara is from the Zrika.
Correct, but what is his machshava that makes it into a shini bialim? Is it just that, well, I'm going to do this rika for Shimon, and that's it? Again, keep in mind that he has to objectify his machshava according to Rashi and Tosfos by making amira. So what exactly, and this is something that we're going to have to learn over and over again throughout Zrika, throughout Zvachim, what exactly are the holy words of machsheves shalolishma, machsheva poseles, shirin bailim? What are the holy words? And he has two possibilities. One is Zrika l'shem Shimon. And the other is that I'm doing this Rika so that Shimon should get the Kaparas HaKarva.
Let's look. All that time of Shechita.
And all this is at the time of Shechita, or again, if we reject the Mishnah of Melech, which he says you have to reject the Mishnah of Melech, at the time of Zrika. So let's look at his language inside. He says, where is it? Yeshlis topic, line 3. Number 1. And if I was just a balabas, just in my intuitive understanding of the way Kachim operates, I would say the Iker is the Kapara. And again, you know, Don is right that what's the Zrika all about? But that's not, the Kohen is not a Lamdin here. He may be a Lamdin, but doesn't have to be a Don. When you'll be Misharis in the Midrash, you'll be a Lamdin. Because
from your lips.
Right. But the Kohen, you know, there are many prerequisites for being a Kohen Ovi, but one of them is not, you know, great Chachma. He doesn't have to know all the Lamdis about which of the Machshava, you know, which of the the Avodos generate the Kapara. In fact, we even hold, he doesn't even Lishma, we hold the Star Lishma. He could be a jughead, you know, that's how I use that phrase, meaning he doesn't have to have anything in his brain. He doesn't have to be a Grace Alamdin. Ah, the Zrika is the Machaper. He's doing the Mises Zrika. What he has to know is don't mess up on the Kapara and switch the Kapara. It's like, you know, the Gemara has cases where you could be a shogeg in a bias nus because somebody put the wrong woman into the, you know, into the blankets. You know, pardon the expression. You know what I'm saying? So, what happens over here? The problem of Shinin Bailim is that there's something great in karma, which is called kapara. And the Bailim have a right to that kapara, do they not? And he robs it, he switches, he puts Shimon inside the blankets instead of Reuven for the Kaparas HaKarban. Or no. Maybe it's enough that he says the Mises Rika is going to be for the sake of Shimon. He doesn't know Grace Alumnus. This is the same exact Hakira that we had before in Tvura. What are you chayef for in Tvura? What's the Averis Allah? Is it the Maisa Tvura? You have two animals in front of you. Harezu Tvura Zu. Or is it the Chalosa Tvura? Here also. What is the Machshava Poselis called Shini Bailin? Is it the Maisa Zrika? That you've taken that Maisa Zrika and you've designated for whom? For Shimon? Or no? It's that you designated the Kapara for Shimon. And he's going to have an entire piece here to try to analyze this Chakira and prove one way or the other what's going on over here. And he says the following. He says, when Tosfos says, let's look at Tosfos' words again. Tosfos says that Shochet Almanas Lizrok Damo L'shem Shimon. No mention of which magic word here? Kapara. Kapara is not mentioned here. In Bir Divya Tosfos V'emes Lo Shaicha Machsheves Shini Bailin Ela Biavodas Hazrika Shehi Ikar Kapara Ela Shem Choshev Bishar Havodos Lasos Havodas Hazrika Shalol Shem Bailin Nifsal Mishum Shechoshev Havodas Zrika. So again, it all has to do with the Havodas Zrika as a technical mechanical act. Oh no, that's not what Tosfos says in mind. The cave under Shame Bailim Toli be Kapara. What makes you the Bailim? The fact that you have rights to the Kapara is Tzorech Lachshov. He has to have a Machshova, which again could be an Amira, right? Al Zrika Mishum She Kapara is l'shem Reuven and not l'shem Shimon, or l'shem Shimon instead of Reuven. V'ainzem itzad machshav al etzem avodas hazrika, again as I call it, a mechanical external act, element neisha choshev al kapara, and that's going to possible the korban. He's switching around the mechaper. The mechaper I call the, you know, the gift, the treasure, the, you know, the. He says, "Ayin loshen Rashi da bezom it beis." Rashi says, "L'shem zoveach." That's the sugya of shinui bailim. She is kaper bo bailov v'lo she is kaper bo acher. What constitutes a machshava l'shem bailim? How does he get it right? Rashi says she is kaper bo bailim. He doesn't say that the zrika is for the bailim, but the kapor is for the bailim, as opposed to, and here's Rashi has the improper machshava, which would be a shinui bailim. She is kaper bo acher. Rashi puts all the weight on what? On the chalos and not on the maisa, on the kapora and not on the technical action. Furthermore, I'll show you that Rashi is very consistent, because Rashi on Daf Dalid speaks about shinui bailim, and he says that shinui bailim is only related to zrika. To hadamar binon shchita. What does it mean that there's a ribui that even in shchita the shinui bailim? That's going to be where he shechts it for the purpose of zrika shelo l'shem bailim. Look at Rashi's language. Kegon sheshochad almanas lizrok lehiskaper boacher. Again, Rashi is emphatic about adding the word kapara. Tosus at the beginning of Masechta Zvachim drops the ball and he omits the word kapara, and he just says almanashi yizrok l'shem Shimon. Rashi says l'skaper bo acher. The nira mitvarim at the end of the paragraph, the shinu bailam hain shechoshe sheyachshov almanashi yizkaper bo acher. So Mimela Rabosai, getting back to Zev's original point, what happens if he shechs the korban l'shem Shimon? That doesn't possible. According to Rashi, it's muvan me'ilah. Because according to Rashi, the whole essence of shinui bailim is in the kapara. There's no kapara in shechita. So to say that the shechita was to fluke the kapara, meaning to grab the kapara, snatch the bag away from Reuven and give it to Shimon, that doesn't make sense in Shechita. Ah, but any psul in Shechita, I'm sorry, any psul in Zrika could be chal already in Zrika, if he has, right? Right, the Zrika is supposed to be mat to the basel, let's say. So he has in mind that the Shechita, that the Zrika should only mat to the basel, chutzlus matu, chutzlum gom. Right? So again, the Shechita is related to the Zrika. Shechita, insofar, so all Machshava posels in Shechita is because it's relation to Zrika. Okay, but if you have a machshava shchita l'shem acher, that itself would not be a shinui bailim. But if you have a machshava that the zrika should shem bailim, but what does it mean? And he's saying now he sees from Rashi in two places that Rashi injects another word into the equation here. His machshava was she is kaper bo acher al yedei azrika. So the zrika is really in this context of machshava shinui bailim only a technicality. It's a hatimza. It's a method or means to facilitate, to arrive at what? At kapara. And the shini bailim is when you play around with the kapara. Kapara is untouchable. It's holy. Who has rights and exclusive rights to the kapara? The bailim. You want to play with that, that's already a machshava poselus. But if you're not interested in the kapara, you're just setting up the maisa itself as a maisa voda, that itself, according to Rashi, would not be a shini bailim. Pilei plun. I'm amazed at this, because I'm telling you, Zev, nobody thought of this. I mean, you know, Kachim is not from yesterday. You know, again, I don't know how many people studied Kachim. The Chafetz Chaim went on a whole campaign to get people to learn Kachim. But Kachim wasn't invented at the time of the Chafetz Chaim, with all due respect. Nobody thought of this. Nobody was medayik in this Rashi to redefine Zrika in the case of Shini Bailim and take Tosus and put him on the back burners. And Tosus doesn't mention anything about Kapara. So we're like Tukis, you know. We think that what Shini Bailim is that the Zrika should be L'shem Acher. He's saying that's not so. Not Rashi's frame of reference.
Maybe even the Tosfos is saying the same thing. Because if he was Shochet L'shem Chulin, it's nothing. That means the whole essence of the Shechita has to be for Kapara.
Right.
Otherwise, he's not.
But again, does he have to have a machshava?
Well, he's saying he has a machshava, but he has to be a machshava of kapara. Otherwise, if he's shochet l'shem chulin, it's like no machshava and everything goes with the body.
But I think we passed him. I forget the final maskara.
Chulin is nothing.
I think we passed him that it is kosher. It is
kosher. That's right. It's nothing. It's not a machshava poselet.
Oh, I'm sorry. When you say it's nothing, I thought you meant to say that it doesn't register. Oh, okay,
no,
sorry. Yeah, there's a misasik.
Therefore, if he's shochet al menat l'shimon, it has to be for the kapara of Shimon. If it's not for the kapara of Shimon, then it's like he's shochet l'shem chulin.
No, but again, I don't understand, Zev, why you're quoting l'shem chulin as a raya. To reinterpret Tosfos or put him in a slightly different light, Adarav, Mimokim Shabbos, I come to the exact opposite conclusion. If Chulin is kosher, so you're alienating, you're cutting out the kapara element, right? Chulin has no kapara element to it, and yet for Pesvegan the Korban is kosher. So I don't know why you're quoting Chulin as a raya. You want to prove that maybe Tosfos holds like Rashi. So if Tosfos holds like Rashi, then
it's the same thing.
Ah, that's what you want to say. Oh, that's what Don was saying before, that maybe what Tosfos means. But again, you know, Zev, you're assuming that our Cohen, Joe Cohen, went to the Amic Learning Center, you know, and he learned about all these things. I don't know that has to be so.
Well, Tosfos knew Rashi, he came after him, so he saw the several mentions of Kapara and Rashi, and he didn't choose to use the word Kapara, it's bestowed on purpose.
That's what I think, and that's what the Rashiva thinks. Again, Zev is saying, no, what Tosfos meant by Zrika was Kapara, but Tosfos should have spelled that out. You know, we're playing with fire over here on both sides. In Mirtz Hashem, the Mikdash shall be built, right? Fire, right? Literally fire.
Right.
The Mikdash shall be built. And we want to know what Shini Bailim, because in Shini Bailim, he's going to have to replace the carbon. My brother-in-law works in research. He tells me that they can't afford animals anymore for research. They went down to rabbits, and now they can't even afford rabbits anymore. You know,
they're very expensive animals.
So I'm just saying, you want to bring a car, but it's cost you a pretty penny. When was the last time? Again, I met a guy, a Bedouin, he told me that he was able to marry 7 women because he had a whole flock and he bought them all with animals. The animals are worth a lot. When was the last time you bought a goat or a cow? I don't know what the cows sell for today. So we're dealing with very important issues here. And we're not going to go into a psychological analysis. What did the Kohen say? What did he mean? Did he understand when he said Zrika, he meant Kapara? Rashi's saying, this is what he said. Al Menashe is Kapabo Acher. So he stated Rashi. Tosfos doesn't mention that. So when he's playing with us, and Tosfos thinks that we know that when he meant Zrika, when he said Zrika, he meant Kapara. So again, I think this Hakira of Maisa and Chalos, which is, as I said at the outset of the shiur, is a basic fundamental briska chakira, and the Rav applies very much in mitzvahs to mice and kiyuma mitzvah. We discuss this in great length. Here you see it twice. We see it in Meimar. What's the avera of Meimar? Is it the mice tmura or is it the chalos tmura? Now we're seeing it in Shini Bailam. Is the Shini Bailam on the mice zrika that should be l'shem acher, or not on the mice zrika but the chalos zrika, namely the kapor? So we never, if we get a chance, maybe we'll go on in this, but the main breakthrough we got to Baruch Hashem. I'm very excited about today's discussion. Okay then. But both say, let me take the opportunity to wish everyone a great Shabbos, and more important, but a Chag Sameach, and everyone should be Mekabel the Torah with a great deal of zest, and have me in mind, because this Kabbalah Sat Torah is a new one for me. I'm being Mekabel the Torah of Kodshim. That's a new Kabbalah that I never had on any shoes
until this year. Actually, that's close to the Torah.
He went a day early.
It's close to the Torah, because almost that.
So he didn't have your name.
The Torah says itself.
So someone else is going on Monday.
It's on the shell.
Right, so you're here on Tuesday, I guess. But you gave me 40 shekels. Yeah, it's 50 shekels. You have to give me another 10 shekels.